Let's go next to Florida, where homeowners could see their property insurance rates cut by as much as 40% under a plan passed yesterday by the state legislature. The savings will vary widely depending on where people live and who their insurance company is, but we're still talking about savings. Here's Florida Public Radio's James Cole.
The 2004 and 5 hurricane seasons continue to wreak havoc in Florida. 8 storms caused $36 billion in losses, so companies raised rates. When bills quadrupled, residents complain. Lawmakers devised a plan to shift future losses from insurance companies to a state-created catastrophic fund. Representative Ron Reagan says the legislature is betting a storm won't hit before the state can build up that fund.
We have no choice. If we're going to give rate relief, it's a gamble. We are gambling lower rates today on future assessments is what we're doing. But insurance is a gamble. So if the wind does blow, everyone in the state of Florida will pay additional money.
The insurance lobby offered only token resistance to the measure. Sam Miller is with the Florida Insurance Council.
We said all along that the only thing would be an expanded state role, and the legislature has finalized that. They sure have done everything they could do.
Newly elected Governor Charlie Crist promised to fix the state's property insurance crisis, and he's now willing to put the state on the hook for up to $36 billion if a Katrina-like storm were to hit.
I am a less government guy, but I also understand practical reality of where we are. We've had some dramatic couple of years that have put Floridians at risk, and we have an obligation to do everything we can to help them.
The bill now goes to Chris for his signature. He appeared with legislative leaders after they passed the bill and praised lawmakers' work. For NPR News, I'm James Call in Tallahassee.